This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo. 98.5 KLUC.
Mac lipstick or Star Wars character? How many did I say they had to get in 30 seconds?
Three.
Five.
Okay, you meant five?
Like I said, five.
That's why I looked at you perplexed, because five. I'm like, three and 30, that's a lot of time.
Well, I was leaving time for him to screw it up.
Alright.
And you get to choose your prize. David the Show Killer, who's our victim?
Sierra Sosa from the East Side.
Is that on line one?
Yes.
I'm not looking.
Yep.
Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
Hey. So you know how this works. I'm going to give you a name. You tell us whether it's Mac Lipstick or a Star Wars character.
Yes.
Kayla's so excited to play this game.
Well, I'm a Star Wars nerd, so I get really excited. And then I use Mac Lipstick, so.
So you're a Mac Lipstick nerd, too.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Just like Spence's challenge time, I'll start when I read the first one. Here we go.
Okay.
Got to get five in 30 seconds. Kayla, you keep track. The first one is Dubonnet. Dubonnet.
Mac Lipstick.
Correct. Corday.
Star Wars.
Correct. How many is that?
Two.
Thank you. Conics.
Mag.
Incorrect.
Hmm.
Lieutenant Conics in the new Star Wars trilogy. Carrie Fisher's daughter plays her. Gunray.
Star Wars.
Correct. How many?
Three.
Count them out. Mare. M-E-H-R. Mare. Time. See? Time. Didn't get there. See? 30 seconds. It's a long time. 702-364-9898.
A bunch of your friends just trying to make it through the morning along with you.
Oh, yeah.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
Mac Lipstick or Star Wars character? Got to get five of them in 30 seconds to pick your prize. David the Show Killer, who's next?
Marilyn White from Centennial.
We'll get you your Jay-Z song of the day in just a minute.
All right.
We'll get through this. I know it's 7 o'clock exactly. We'll get there. Marilyn, you ready?
Sure.
We left off with Mare, M-E-H-R, Mare.
Do you want me to just start?
Sorry. Yeah, we left off with Mayor. Go.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
No. Mayor.
Oh, no, that's right. Oh, no, that's wrong. Sorry. Hang on, let's start over. I'm actually thrown. A buddy of mine is texting me, like, on my phone, and I shouldn't be looking at my phone, but texting me about the game. And I'm like, ugh. What are you doing right now?
Don't distract me right now.
Don't distract me right now.
I am the game show host.
I'm very fragile.
I don't text you while you're cleaning my pool.
I have to tell you, Chet, I have the vinyl of that disco Star Wars.
Oh, no way.
Do you?
I'm not kidding. I have the vinyl.
That's funny. I won't ask you how old you were.
No.
I won't. I won't. So don't answer that.
All right,
so let's start again. 5 and 30 seconds. Here we go. We can't do Mare because she already knows the answer.
Yeah.
Let's go with your first one is Sophisto.
I'll go Star Wars.
Mac Lipstick. No. Mace.
Okay. Star Wars?
Yes, Samuel L. Jackson played Mace Windu. Bale.
Mac.
No, Star Wars character. Bail Organa, Princess Leia's adopted father. Klaatu.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Two.
One of Jabba the Hutt's guards in Return of the Jedi. Sis.
Star Wars.
No, Mac Lipstick. Cro-Mat.
Oh, I didn't hear
it. No, right up time. It doesn't matter. You only had two anyway.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, I played this game. It is so hard because you're like, what? What?
Here's the
My daughter will be so mad.
I'm sorry. Have a great day, Marilyn. I'm I'm out of questions and answers, so we'll start repeating.
Right.
So who's next, Davey?
Cassandra Conyers from the Northwest.
Cassandra, this should be a lot easier for you.
I hope so.
Kayla's so happy, though.
It's a fun game.
Kayla's so happy. 30 seconds. You got to get five of them, which maybe we should have stuck with three.
Yeah, three was your...
You got to stick to three now.
It seemed like we were giving them so much time.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mayor, M-E-H-R, Mayor.
Mac
Lipstick.
One.
Corday.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Two.
Connix.
Star Wars.
Carrie Fisher's daughter plays Lieutenant Connix in the new one. Gunray.
Star Wars.
Four.
Viceroy of the Trade Federation. And how many she got?
Four.
Sweet. Cro-Mat.
Star Wars.
No! Oh, here, if you get this one, you win. Mace.
Star Wars.
Yeah! Yeah! I don't even know how many that was. Was it five?
It was five. Yeah.
Congratulations. So what would you like? Would you like Fright Dome tickets? Would you like Jigsaw movie tickets or Barrett Jackson auction tickets?
Let me go with Fright Dome.
Fright Dome Thursdays and Sundays work for you?
It's going to have to, I guess.
Well, if that's what you want. I mean, otherwise we can do something else.
I'm not sure. It's Fright Dome. I'm not really from here, so it's on here to me.
Oh, where are you from?
So I'm going to go. I'm from Massachusetts.
And when did you move here?
Like a year ago, but I haven't really been to many places.
No, we get it.
Got it.
We get it.
Busy woman.
So, when Spence and I do this accent there, kid, is it offensive to you and those like you?
Because I got to tell you, there's two things I believe in, Tom Brady and Guad. That's it. Maybe not in that order, but right now it's football season, so it's Tom Brady, then Guad.
It's not that part of Massachusetts. It's the other side. Not Boston.
Inaccurate.
Thank you.
It's all the same.
Boston is Massachusetts.
Is not. I don't have that accent.
Well, you need to get one, Sugar, because this is the way Chet and I talk normally.
Tell them about microprocessors.
Oh,
exactly.
You
just did. You just did, kid. Good job.
Because,
by the way,
I have a brother that's a co-op in Worcester, and he said never go out after dark without a large caliber weapon.
And by the way, if you're watching the Bruins, it's not a jersey. It's a sweater.
Sweater.
You should know. You know how people... Isn't Las Vegas different than what you thought it would be?
It's different every day than what I thought it would be.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Because everybody thinks when you don't live here, people have an idea that we all live on the Strip and that we gamble all the time and all the girls must be strippers at some point. You know, and all that kind of... You know what I mean? And all we do is drink and party. And it's so different. Yeah. I have never been to Boston, and I'm sure that nobody talks like that, and it would be a great disappointment to me.
No, people like talk like that in Boston. I'm just not from that area.
Once again, I find you to be inaccurate.
Yes.
Boston is mass.
All right, discuss your prizes with Davey. Welcome to Las Vegas, even though you've been here for a year.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.